Okay, I always think that if you were to give yourself a litmus test to figure out how much of a control freak you are, the way that you would do it would be to travel somewhere by airplane and to stand in the arrivals by that turnbuckle over there, that turn belt where you're waiting to get back your luggage, and see how much it bothers you. How many times do you stare there looking at the same suitcase all over again? The same one goes around 3, 4, 9 times. Is mine there yet? Is mine there yet? Is mine there yet? And you're making yourself nuts and your kishkas are turning. If that's the way that you feel and it's really intense, you're probably a control freak. If it doesn't bother you too much, you're not too much of a control freak. Everybody realizes that, you know, at least most of the time, I've lost suitcases, lo aleichem. Most of the time your suitcase does come. And whether you sit there and obsess about whether it's going to come sooner or later, it's not going to make an iota's difference. It's going to come back when it comes back anyway. But still, since we like to feel that we can control things, so we look and we yearn and maybe we even daven that our suitcase should be the next one, and we imagine that we can control the world. What's the result? The result is we make ourselves nervous, we cause ourselves agmas nefesh, like when you're waiting for the bus. It's unnecessary. But sometimes, it's not just that you cause yourself agmas nefesh. Sometimes, by trying to control something which you have no control over, you can actually make quite a mess. And that lemaisa is exactly what happens in the beginning of this week's parsha. Yaakov Avinu coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Vayishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav el Esav achiv arza seir sdei edrim. The Ramban explains that Yaakov was on his way to go visit his father Yitzchak. He knew that he was going to be passing rather close to Esav territory. And therefore he says, let's be makdim refuah lamaka. Let's beat Esav to the punch. Let's go and send nice messengers to give him shalom, to say hello, to say we can be friends. Vayitzav Esav lemar, he tells the malachim to say to Esav, Koy soimru nadayni le'esav, koy amar avdecha Yaakov. This is what your servant Yaakov said. Im lavan garti vo'echar adota, I was with Lavan, took me until now. Vayihi li shor v'chamor tzoin ve'eved v'shivcha v'eshlecha, and I'm sending lahagid la'adoni to tell my master, limtzoi chein b'einecha, I want to find favor in your eyes, let's be friends. The messengers come back with bad news. They say, Esav, yeah, he also is going to reply to the messengers. He's going to reply to the limtzoi chein b'einecha. And what do they say? Vayeshuva malachim el Yaakov leimor banu el achicha el Esav. We came to Esav. Vagam ha'lech likroscha. You're going towards him, he's going towards you. Va'arba me'es ish imay. But he's got 400 people with him. You're in trouble. Yaakov Avinu teaches us how to deal with our enemies. Yaakov Avinu sends a matana, a derin. Yaakov Avinu prepares for milchama. Yaakov Avinu davens. So we learn from Yaakov what to do when you have a combat, when you have a confrontation with Esav. But the Ramban and the Medrash tells us that Yaakov also teaches us something else. Not what not to do when you have a confrontation with Esav. The Medrash tells us an amazing thing. The Ramban points it out very starkly, that the whole thing was Yaakov's fault. If Yaakov Avinu had realized that dealing with Esav is an exercise in futility, there never would have been a confrontation and he wouldn't have had to get all scared in the first place. Zok the Medrash. Machzik ba'ozne kelev. It's like somebody who grabs a dog's ears. Oiver misaber ariv loy loy. Someone who gets worked up, someone who gets wound up about a fight which is not his. Somebody who gets all furious about a fight that has nothing to do with him is like someone that takes a dog by its ears. What's going to happen? The dog's going to bite you. When you get involved in a fight that's not yours, someone's really, really angry, and you get involved, and you say, okay, right? Who's going to get punched? You're going to get punched. And that's what happened with Yaakov and Esav. Mashal arche listim shahaya yashin v'parshas drachen. It's like the leader of the mafia, the leader of a band of robbers, who's sleeping crossroads. Avarchad, one guy passes, Vishar Meirle, and he starts waking up the bandit. He starts waking up the bad guy. Amale, he says to him, Kum lech, get up quickly and get out of here. Debisha shriach, because there's bad people around in the neighborhood, right? There's gangsters. Get lost. Kum vishari mekapeachle. So the head of the mafia gets up and starts beating him over the head. Amale near Bisha. The bad guy just woke up. You're in trouble. That's the mushel. The mushel is that when you start up with a bad person and you have no business waking up, if you're scared of bad people, get out of there. Don't start playing around. Don't start waking up people. Just get lost. When Esav is in the neighborhood, just be quiet and get out of here. Don't start up with him. If you do, you're like taking a dog by its ears and the dog is going to bite you. But what exactly does that mean? I mean, after all, right? Esav is against Yaakov. Yaakov is afraid that Esav is going to attack. So Lechero, what he did was very smart. Tries to make peace. Sends a nice message. Lim seichein b'einecha. So why is Yaakov looked at as doing something over here that was not only pointless, but foolish and dangerous? Dealing with Esav is like tweaking a dog's ears, pulling a dog's ears, and you're going to get bitten. What does that teach us? What exactly is the message of this medrash? L'maisa, so much of our life is spent worrying about things that we have little or no control over. Who's going to win the next elections in Israel? Who's going to run the country? Do I have a say in the matter? Yeah, I have my vote. But is it worth it to get into fights about it and to get worked up and to try to read every detail and sub-detail and make it a central focus of my life? What about the nuclear bomb in Iran? How much control do I have about that? Very little. Could I know about it? Maybe I can do a little bit something about it. But should I be obsessed about it and think about it all day? Talk shows on the radio. You have people sitting and fighting day and night, all day long, and really getting into it. This president is a bum. This president is a good guy. He should do this. He should do that. Sports talk radio, right? You're the GM of the team. Your opinion really matters. It's like Hayav Alei Nivra. The whole thing is crazy. And you, even if the thing made any difference in the world, you don't have a say anyway. You have to buy your ticket. So, okay, fine, maybe a little bit. But people get all worked up about these things that really they don't have any control over. Last week we talked about the newspapers. What's the obsession with reading the newspapers? It's basically an illusion that if I know what's going on in the world, then I can somehow control the world. If I know what's going on in Zimbabwe or Indonesia, so then I'm the president. No, you're not. You're not the president. Maybe you know a couple of details, but it doesn't have anything to do with you. And the things that you have little control over, or zero control over, are the things that you should worry about the least. That's Pashut common sense. There are some things in the world that we think that we can change, but in reality we can't. And those things ought best be left alone. And that's what this medrash tells us about Esav and Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu made a critical mistake. Yaakov Avinu thinks Esav hates me. Well, if I'm nice to him and I tell him I don't have any evil in my heart against you, well, then it's just a matter of time that Esav comes around. So Yaakov Avinu sends his malachim, Yaakov Avinu sends his greetings, and he figures that it's going to be a good thing to do. What's the problem? Esav soneas Yaakov. Esav hates Yaakov. It doesn't make a difference how nice you are to Esav. Until the times of Mashiach, when everything turns around, Esav soneas Yaakov. Halachahi. And you can be nice, and you can do whatever you want. It's not going to change things one iota. One thing it's going to do, it's going to show Esav that you're insecure. So when you go tell Esav, okay, fine, I'm coming and I want to be friends, Esav is like, okay, so you're scared of me, you want to be friends. Beseder. Arba meis ish imai. Why? Because Yaakov didn't realize that controlling his relationship with Esav is something which is out of his power. Nothing to do with him. Just sit and learn and do what you're supposed to do. Take control, take care of the things that you're supposed to worry about, the things that you do have control over. But the things that you don't have control over, like your relationship with Esav and other such relationships, leave it on the side. I heard one story that a particular Rav in a particular community was very successful. And there was another Rav in the community who also somewhat successful, but less so. And as often happens in such situations, so then there's a rivalry which develops. And one started talking against the other one and saying not nice things, he's not competent, he's not this, he's da 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 da. And the Rav who was being attacked, it started to eat him up. And he started, you know, playing the grapevine. Okay, what did he say about me this week? And what did he say about me this week? And, you know, whatever it is. And it really became a very big nuisance. Until he went and he asked his Rebbe. And his Rebbe said, listen, you can't control what the other guy's going to do. That's not your business. Your business is to take care of one Rav, one shul. Not two Rabbanim and two shuls. Whatever he's going to do, that's his business. You can't control him. You have to be beseder. You have to teach. You have to speak. You have to do everything that you have to do. And those are the things that you can control. And Lemaisa, that's a great theme for life. Because every day we wake up, what do we have the most control over? Ourselves. A little bit less. My chaverim and, you know, in my immediate surroundings. And then it spirals outward. You can make an impact on your environment. But the further and further it gets away from you, the less and less control, the less and less impact you're going to have. But the Yetzer Hara tells you, no, the opposite. The Yetzer Hara tells you, no, the big wide world. It's not good enough to change yourself. It's not good enough to change your chevra, to change your shir, to change your yeshiva. You got to change the whole world. We have to change the world. Yeah. But first, change yourself. Much more in your control. And it's not an illusion. And a person who's really serious about changing the world realizes that you start with the things that are in your immediate control. Getting up on the right side of the bed every morning, davening well for shacharis, learning well during siddurim, being a decent person to people. And then little by little, you build yourself, you build the people around you, you build a family, you build a community, and eventually, you can touch the whole world. Good Shabbos.